Oh, we're doing live on this one. 5:01 in the Southland. By the way, 5:30, the Toyota Lakers countdown to tip-off. Game 2, Lakers-Nuggets tonight. Tip-off at 7 o'clock here on the coverage, 7:10 a.m. Or in crystal clear digital audio on the all-new ESPN LA app. Time for what you need to know.
Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are.
Take it away, Penizzi.
Thanks, Christopher. So, longtime Yankees broadcaster John Sterling called his last game over the weekend after 36 years and...
I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh at John Sterling.
Wait, are you laughing at this?
I just read the Circle of Trust, and Lowe's from the vice president of the Handsome Man community, he just tweeted, real sinus talk here on 710 ESPN LA. It was real sinus talk.
Good
there
sinus
was.
Talk, what that is.
It was funny.
Good sinus
it's funny.
Talk.
Good tweet. God. All right, I'm sorry. John Sterling, yes.
Okay, yeah.
They gave him a TV.
Yeah. Well, that was my point. And so he's getting ribbed by all the Yankees fans because his going away present, usually they give him some kind of like big
a
flashy
watch or
cool.
They shouldn't rib him. They should rib the team.
No, that's what I mean. They're ribbing the team, the Yankees, saying that they're cheap because his going away gift was an 83-inch LED TV. It's
which,
like, wait, what?
Wait, and by the way, during his...
Was it from The Wiz?
Might have been. That's like an old Yankee joke. But the funny thing is, while he was doing his acceptance or his goodbye speech, he says, and I'll still obviously be watching the Yankees on my five beautiful televisions at my house. So he's like, he's got plenty of TVs. Why does he need another one?
Why? Is The Wiz not around anymore?
I don't know if The Wiz is around anymore.
That's an appliance store.
Yeah,
they used to advertise
it. Yeah. And Crazy Eddie's. I used to be one too. They used to do a Saturday Night Live spoof on that one.
Yeah.
But the... my thing is, like, why couldn't you just have announced, if you're the Yankees, hey, we're going to put a microphone in Monument Park or something in his honor? You know, the Lakers have a Chick Hearn statue, deservedly so.
I have a question, though, about this whole thing. I didn't understand it. So the baseball season started, and he didn't know he was going to retire?
Physically, he's not capable. He tried to give it a shot, but just physically. I mean, he's 80 years, something years old, man.
No, I get it, but I mean, it would seem odd to me that they didn't
before. He tried to do it. He thought this would be his last season, but he couldn't do it. Like, the travel was just too tough for him.
And how old the guy is?
I thought it was weird,
80-something, like 82, 81, something
like that. I think he's 83, right? That's why they gave him an 83-inch TV, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
But still, okay, so people were like, he 100%, they forgot about his going away gift. It's kind of like the time that they gave Miguel Cabrera, what team gave him a really bad gift? It was like a bottle of whiskey or something.
Oh,
I think it was the Giants.
He was a recovering alcoholic or something?
Yeah. But everyone was like, this was not like a good gift. It wasn't thought out. It was just like, oh, crap, we forgot we got to do that whole gift thing. So, yeah, he was getting killed for that.
Yeah, come on, man.
Funny.
At least make the comment like, hey, we're going to put a microphone in the Monument Park. Because Yankees Monument Park is cool. You know
so
what I mean?
So we shouldn't give Ireland a TV next year?
No, he already has plenty.
Wow. I mean,
that actually is
wow.
That did go over my head, but I was gonna say that actually would be like the same situation because Ireland works for me, right? Like he works with them. It's hook up.
He's got like a 90-inch television, though.
Yeah, but they Mirror would be different. You know, this is boys, but that'd be one of the gifts. You know, like a rocking chair, like they did with Kareem. You know,
see, now you're making the bit worse.
Well, it's a Kareem bit.
You're making the bit worse, actually.
Yeah. Why don't you give him like I don't know some sort of sporting equipment, like a surfboard or something, like. You know, he can go out there with Dr. Clapper and he can surf now.
How are ya?
Now that he's
a
done.
A pot or whatever that thing is. That
how about like some
Navage?
Navage.
Yeah.
Some more golf clubs?
Yeah.
Oh, golf clubs. I just got him a brand new driver.
He can go out there with James Worthy?
He's playing a Callaway driver, really?
What's going to happen? Is that when we're going to have like Mason in the morning or whatever?
Nah, I don't know.
No.
Then we'll that's when we'll put Sedano Network in the afternoon.
What?
Anyway, continuance.
No, that was it. That was my what you need to know. They gave him a bad gift.
They did. That's brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are.
Just to be clear, it's John that has forecasted this with his little jokes on the air.
Right, it's him, yes.
Mason
wants to stay around forever.
If they want to stay for 20 years, I'm not going to live for 20 more years. So.
Yeah.
Eventually, they'll get somebody else.
I thought Mason just wants to make it through the Olympics in 2020.
No, he gave up on that. He's like going past that now.
Oh, he is?
Now he says you have to drag him out kicking and screaming.
What else is he going to do?
Yeah, I mean, I guess what else is he going to do?
Well, I mean, there's only so many lazy rivers you can go to.
Exactly.
He gets bored after, like, day three of vacation, and he's like, all right, I'm ready to come back.
Yeah. So, Darvin Ham.
All right, what did he say that pissed people off? Let me hear.
I mean, so, I'm going to find the tweet here real quick.
Okay.
From
who? Let me know.
From Dead Meow, because Dead Meow quote tweeted this tweet from Jovan Buha, our friend Jovan Buha.
By the way, Dead Meow just sent me a text that said, or a tweet that said, so a guy parting a sea in half is more believable than Pompeii, huh? Because remember, I've told you that when
I
went to Pompeii.
You didn't believe the Pompeii thing.
It's not that I didn't believe it. It's just that I wasn't 100% certain.
Right.
Okay? And as far as the parting of the Red Sea, have you not been to Universal? Have you not seen it for yourself?
Yeah.
Have you not seen the movie?
Yeah.
Dead Meow?
Yeah, Dead Meow. So Jovan Buha tweeted after the game, Darvin Ham says the Lakers have a couple more adjustments they're going to throw at Nikola Jokic. He added the Lakers didn't want to use all of their adjustments in game one. To which every fan went bonkers when he tweeted this, including Dead Meow, who says this has to be the idiotic Ham quote I've heard. Yeah, let's save the adjustments for next season. Okay, so let's hear from Darvin, and I will tell you what he actually meant. And I don't know, I didn't hear the entire context of his post game because I didn't get a chance to hear most of it. I heard LeBron, I heard D'Lo, I heard a little bit of Darvin. Did not hear this thing, but when I saw the tweet, everyone going nuts, I figured we'd talk about it today. But go ahead, play Darvin.
Let's hear it.
So, Jovan's tweet did Darvin a disservice there.
What did he say? What did Jovan's tweet say?
I told you earlier. It says, Darvin Ham says the Lakers have a couple of more adjustments they're going to throw at Nikola Jokic. He added the Lakers didn't want to use all their adjustments in game one.
Okay. I thought you were quoting Darvin. Okay, got it.
So, and what I would say to you is this is, yeah, the key word there is more, okay? Like, this makes it, like, people's reaction was like, he didn't have any adjustments for him. And it's what Darvin said. We were up on him the whole game. And he hits shots. You know why? He's awesome. He does that to everybody. And here's what I would also tell you. If you're the road team in an NBA playoff series, your goal, Cappy, is to get what?
You're supposed to get one win on the
road.
That's what you want to get.
Yes, correct. So you don't want to throw everything at him in game one. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have some that you say, we're going to give this a shot. We feel like it has a chance. If it doesn't work, okay, we'll go back to the drawing board. That's how a seven-game series works. It's a chess game.
But so, I will say this, though. Like, one of the things that Jokic did in game one that I don't really think of him as being able to do is kind of blow by a guy. You know, he really blew by Rui. And it wasn't just because he's so much bigger or stronger. He actually looked faster and quicker and went to the basket. And I think, I'm trying to remember who it was that was on the announcing team on Saturday that said something like, boy, you don't really see that all that often.
Bob Myers, yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. And I understand where a fan, or anybody for that matter, would, even Jovan, would hear what he said, put it out there, and then in black and white, it might be misinterpreted when it's in writing. Like, wait a second. So you go in, and you've got a bunch of ideas. We could do A, B, or C. And so we only went with A, but now we get to the next game, we'll do B and C? I mean, I think a lot of people would hear what Darvin said, and they would say, let's make sure that we make adjustments in-game if things aren't going the way we'd hoped.
Correct. And you got to have some more in the bag. You know what I'm saying? For like the rest of, like, you got to try to get one. So you have a couple you try out in game one. You have some more you try in game two. That's it. That's how it works in every series. I don't care if you're Darvin Ham or Phil Jackson or Pat Riley. They all do the same thing.
Well, listen, if the Lakers can score this win tonight, and I realize that we've got the pregame coming up in 20 minutes from now, and the game will tip off in under 2 hours. If the Lakers can get this one win, which obviously we all understand the numbers. They've lost 9 straight to the Nuggets. We get it. They were swept last year in the Western Conference Finals. They're not as good, okay? We've already documented today that it's not just Jokic, all right? And it's not just Murray. That their entire starting five is just person for person. It's just better. Man for man is just better. And by the way, they didn't get a whole bunch from their bench. What's that kid's name, George? The kid from UCLA, Watson?
Peyton Watson. Yeah.
I mean, he was their leading scorer off the bench at 8 points. They didn't get a lot from their bench. They got all their points from their top five guys. And the Lakers got, you know, which was amazing, by the way, 11 points out of Torian Prince. He actually hit a shot for the first time since, like, the early part of the season. So the Lakers have got to get, we all understand it, D'Angelo Russell or Austin Reeves or Rui Hachimura, one of those three guys has to score in the 20s for the Lakers to win.
Yeah, particularly D'Angelo Russell needs to play well. And by the way, Austin needs to be a little more aggressive. I get it. But my thing was, like, ultimately, the Lakers need to play a near-perfect game for them to beat this team. Like that's the
do that.
That's the reality
Saturday.
Of the world that they live in.
Right.
Or a combination of they play a great game and Denver just has an off night.
Right. Exactly. Like the way Dallas against the Clippers.
Oh, let me tell you something. Go ahead, say what you're going to say.
I'm going to say this.
Go.
I mean, I'll give a lot of credit to the Clippers because when you're playing without your best player and you still blow somebody up, okay, that's one thing. But on the other hand, as much as James Harden was really great, especially early in that game, the first half in particular, like Luka was terrible shooting the ball.
Started poorly, but then played much better later. Yeah,
but when the game was like 30 points, you know, out of reach. You know, all I'm saying is that...
Well, they got the game close. They got it to like single digits late in the game.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. Those guys were getting hammered, you know? I mean, I will give them credit for fighting early,
but they did. There was a moment there early in the fourth where it was like, uh-oh, wait a second, you know?
So all
no
I'm
lead
saying...
is safe.
No lead is safe. 38 times teams have blown a 20-point lead in the second half this year.
Well, like, listen, I was watching this Boston-Miami game the other day, and Boston had, I want to say, like a 30-plus point lead, and Miami just kept kind of chipping away and chipping away. Now, they never really threatened
to win
the game.
They got down to 14, right.
Right, but they chipped away at it, you know, when they were down like 35 points or something crazy like that.
Yeah, no lead is safe in today's NBA. That's the reality of it, but...
But that my point is that if Denver could have a bad night shooting...
Right.
While the Lakers have a really great night.
Yes.
Now, all of a sudden, instead of having to play a perfect game, you actually play a good game because they played a bad game.
Correct.
And that's how you win the game.
Yeah.
Oh, is that how?
That's
so
analysis is what that is right
well,
there.
Look, D'Lo needs...
A big D. That's how basketball works right there.
That's how
brother.
Basketball works.
That's how basketball works right there.
The Lakers need another great game from their two stars, and then those other guys need to perform at least at an average to above average level. Like, by the way, the other part of it is 18 points on second chance and second chance points is absurd. Like, you can't give that up either. I know Jokic is great at that, but it wasn't just Jokic, which means... When AD can't be the only one boxing people out, right? Like when you give up 18 second chance points, that's on the guards too because KCP's going in there, right? All these other guys are going in there. Like if you're Rui, you got to box out Michael Porter Jr. or Aaron Gordon. Like that to me is as big a stat that was glaring as any that there was, and LeBron pointed it out in the postgame.
Oh, yeah, LeBron's sure seven turnovers didn't help much either, by the way.
No, he did not have a great floor game. It's particularly later in the game, yeah.
All right, boys, 5:15 in the Southland, just a few minutes left in the show, and it is time for us to make good that Waba Grill pop quiz from Friday that we screwed up because Cappy's a horrific A.
I still don't think that's the reason.
I think that's the reason.
I don't think so.
So, caller number 7 right now at 877-710-ESPN. Coming up next, we'll play the Waba Grill pop quiz of the week from last week. So, again, we will ask you a question from last week's content and your chance to win dinner for your fam from our friends at Waba Grill.
Bam, for your fam!
Exactly. And now Shanahan's going to tell us about our friend, Jacob Imrani.
Yep. Let me tell you about Jacob. I'm sure he's excited for tonight's game, but here's the deal. If you're riding in the backseat of an Uber or Lyft and you get into an accident, man, that's completely different than a normal wreck. All right. You get into any accident, but in an Uber or Lyft specifically, in this case, you got to call Jacob at 844-24-JACOB. Your driver's covered by Uber or Lyft. So not only are you dealing with the other person's insurance, you need to speak to the rideshare company's insurance too. All right? Don't wait on that stuff because you don't, and you got to call Jacob immediately, okay? Because you don't want to deal with this. Trust me when I tell you, the last thing you want to do is deal with any of this stuff by yourself, okay? You need an expert. My guy Jacob is the expert when it comes to Uber and Lyft cases. For years, he's been on this stuff well before all these other fly-by-night guys were jumping on these Uber and Lyft cases. So if you're injured in any type of rideshare accident, only one name to remember. Jacob, Jacob, Jacob. Guys, a lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. You call Jacob, he'll win for you. Call him at 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or visit him online at calljacob.com.
5:21 on a Monday afternoon. 5:30 p.m. coming up in just a few minutes. The Toyota Lakers countdown to tip-off with Sliwa as we'll get you ready for Lakers Nuggets. Tip-off at 7 o'clock here at on 710 a.m. and on the all-new ESPN LA app in crystal clear digital audio. Yesterday, back in 1979, the number one hit, Amy Stewart, Knock on Wood, Jack. That was the remake of the 60s song.
Knock on Wood.
Video's trippy.
Exactly right.
DeAndre, you don't know nothing about no knocking on wood.
I actually heard this song before.
Really?
It's a good song.
Wow.
Day by day, afternoon by afternoon, we will educate producer D on music, and he'll educate us on music, too. That's how it's going to work. You know what I mean?
That's how we do it.
Right now, though, it is time to educate somebody. The Wabba Grill Pop Quiz from last week. We missed Friday because of Cappy's mistake. That's okay. Because we're going to do it on a Monday. And Grant Dunn, who's in the city of Burbank. Grant, you there?
I'm here.
Playing with that phone. Grant, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good
Passover coming up here in a few minutes.
Oh, you do?
That's right, brother. That's right. Happy Pesach to you and the family and everybody who's celebrating.
You got
tonight.
The matzah ready?
Oh, we're ready to go.
Beautiful, man.
The matzah bride tomorrow morning. We're ready. Mm. We're ready for the
It's a matzah fiesta over there.
Nice.
Anyway, time for the Wabba Grill Pop Quiz. Here is the question from last week's content offering of Sedano and Cap. One George Shinano did two NBA playoff games, one on radio, one on television. Can you name one of the matchups he covered?
Did you do the New Orleans game?
No.
No.
No, sorry, bro.
That's unfortunate.
Happy Pesach.
Womp, womp.
That's unfortunate. Yeah.
Let's go to our next.
I only got one person, too, because I thought he knew it was so easy.
Okay.
Okay, hang on. Hang on, I'll screen another one.
Meanwhile.
In the interim.
So let's, if you're calling in now at 877-710-ESPN.
We had all those people calling, yeah.
Yeah. So, two games he did, two playoff games, one on radio. On radio, you were doing play-by-play.
Correct.
And then you were doing sidelines on Saturday night on television.
With the great Hubie Brown, Hall of Famer.
And that should sort of give you a hint.
What happened, though, on Friday? You didn't want to play games with us on Friday, huh? You didn't want to get in South-South,
well,
Terminal H?
I did get in South-South.
Oh, you did?
I got in South-South. You guys didn't text me very much.
Oh.
So I only got like one or two texts.
Well, you know, again, everyone's overwhelmed because Cappy's driving the show.
Right.
And
see,
he's a really bad A.
I blame DeMarco. Because I think DeMarco's a really bad B.
No, DeMarco would be a great A, by the way.
Well, Mike B. Mike B.
Be the A next
speaking
time.
Of A and B,
yes,
Mike B. in the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust tweeted that he believes that Morales needs to stop ripping Cappy for being a bad A and worry about some of these fill-in hosts, he says.
Ooh. Ooh, like who?
I don't know. He just said that. He didn't give like details.
Don't worry about you guys on the COT worrying about the content players, if you will. I mean, what do you want us to do? They're fill-in hosts.
Wow, what does that mean?
Meaning, like, there's only so many things that we can control. Here's the thing. I love all our fill-in hosts. They all do great jobs. But again, they have time to be able to fill in with us, and they also have other jobs.
Yeah, I think Andy Kamenetsky deserves hazard pay for dealing with the Laker fans.
Andy Kamenetsky will get hazard pay over my dead body.
Okay.
Why? Why
but
would
he had
take
to deal with
body?
On Saturday with all those Laker fans after that loss.
We have another player now.
Jose Rodriguez
from
Anaheim.
Wabba Grill Pop. Oh, Anaheim. You on the west or the east, homeboy?
Let's see, off 91 in Euclid, so...
You on the west right now. That's okay, though.
Yeah, are you getting ready for Passover tonight, Jose?
All right, Jose, here we go.
I'm getting ready for the Laker game, yeah.
Yeah, well, get ready, buddy. For the Wabba Grill Pop Quiz from last week, George Shinano worked two playoff games, one on television, one on radio for the NBA. Can you name one of the matchups?
Yeah, the hometown broadcast, or his hometown broadcast, Miami Heat, Chicago Bulls.
Yep, that was one of them.
Bam!
That was the
other
one. Yeah,
you got it.
Congratulations, Jose. You win dinner for your family from our friends at Wabba Grill, where kids eat free.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
At Wabba Grill, any afternoon after 4 p.m. or all weekend long, restrictions apply. You ever been to a Wabba Grill before, sucker?
I sure have.
Oh, beautiful.
I'll
you like those boom boom?
Right now. Yep.
You like those boom boom tacos?
I haven't tried them, but...
Oh, try them.
You got it. Jose, oh, delicious.
Jose, you tell me next time you're in Anaheim, we will meet on the one at State College, and I'll buy you Boom Boom Tacos.
Okay? All right.
Jose. Congratulations,
bro.
Thank you for
listening.
Why don't
you meet on the one on Chapman?
We're going to put you on hold, okay?
That's not Anaheim. That's Orange.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you won't go to Orange? You'll only go to Anaheim?
I'll go to Orange.
That's the one I usually stop at.
The city of Orange.
Mm-hmm.
We used to go to the El Torito there all the time.
Yeah, but that's no longer there.
It's not?
It's now an In-N-Out.
An In-N-Out at El Torito?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a big sit-down In-N-Out?
Well, it's an In-N-Out.
Okay. But I'm just saying, like, no drive-thru?
No, there's a drive-thru.
Oh, that's what I'm asking.
Well, there's several drive-thrus in that strip.
I don't remember there being a bunch of drive-thrus.
Yeah, there's a Krispy Kreme. There's a Carl's Jr.
Okay.
And now there's an In-N-Out.
The sit-down question's legit, I guess, because there's that In-N-Out off Avery Parkway.
Yeah.
That's only the two drive-thrus.
Yeah.
There's really
those
not
are
like
the
a
old,
sit-down.
There's one of those on Brea, in Brea on Lambert.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The old school one.
Yeah. So, Cappy,
yep.
Big deal or no deal? We'll just do an impromptu one here, so we have a short amount of time here before sleep.
90 seconds.
All the home teams won. 6 of the 8 games blowouts. Big deal or no deal in game one?
I'd say it's kind of a big deal. I mean, the fact that, you know, look, all the home teams winning, yeah, I guess you usually expect 1 or 2 upsets. But I would also say the blowouts. That was kind of the thing that really, especially, you know, on the East, I mean, the blowouts were kind of, it just made basketball unentertaining is really what it did. I mean, like yesterday, that first half between the Clippers and the Mavericks, I'm like, why am I watching this?
Yeah.
You know, now, the game later last night,
Clippers are going to win that series.
Well, yeah, I mean,
Kawhi's not going to play once. They're going to rest him.
It's not going
to
matter.
They probably should rest him.
Yeah, he doesn't have to, even though Kyrie blamed Kawhi not being there as the reason they lost. He's like, yeah, with Kawhi not playing, we had to make some adjustments.
Yeah, adjustments to losing.
Okay.
I give James Harden credit. Listen, I even give Russell Westbrook. Brody was going off
yesterday. Brody was playing really well. Him and James Harden had a great alley-oop.
Yeah.
Listen, Clippers are dangerous. They're frisky. I told you that in the chat the other day. So, all right, we're done here, Cappy.
We are, but I got to tell everybody about Prize Picks.
Oh, yeah,
one more
tell
time.
Them about tonight.
And,
yeah.
And here's why. Because with this game coming up, here's what I've done so far. I've got Jokic to go for more than 28 points, which I think he'll do. And I've got LeBron to go for more than 41.5 points, rebounds, and assists. I've got a second play, which was LeBron from Saturday to get to more than 24.5. So he's already done that. Check that box. And Jokic to get to half a point. So I'll get the win early on that one. But then I need Joker and LeBron to both go off. Keep sending me your prize picks on Twitter. I appreciate everybody who's already sent them to me. Use that share button. Download the Prize Picks app. Use my code Cappy, K-A-P-P-Y. They're going to match your first deposit 100% up to $100 and share your picks in the circle of trust, George. There you go.